There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We appreciate having you guys back as well. You know, I'm really getting tired of saying that. All right, y'all know we appreciate y'all. We always got to say that every week. Every week we tell y'all we appreciate y'all. Y'all know that's why y'all keep bringing your black asses back and the others. If I know we got some others sprinkled in there, we be doing the analytics. But shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all, honestly. We would not be here almost 2 years. Che, can I say 2 years officially yet? I've been trying to say 2 years for like 2 years.
Yes, you can say 2 years. You can
officially, we've been doing this 2 years, millions of listens. We appreciate you guys. And we're going to keep giving it to y'all. All right. So in the meantime, in between time, make sure you listen, follow, comment, rate, subscribe. Make sure you leave a good comment if you're listening on Apple iTunes and rate. Okay. 5 stars. Why? Because we are children and we need validation. Okay. Validate us with your love and kind words. Leave a comment. It might get read on air. Now, also, I'm tired of y'all acting broke. Okay. I know there's been y'all voted Kamala and Joe Biden in. So I know the stimmy's coming. So use some of that stimmy money on the Patreon. Okay. It's a pandemic. Okay. So that means spend some money on us. Head to the Patreon, go to the Patreon, Guys Next Door pod, spend some money with us, become a patron, pick up your keys. We got a whole bunch of tiers, a whole bunch of cool shit over there. So make sure y'all check in over there. Also exclusive content over there. But you know, if you knew, you already knew. Am I forgetting anything? Che, of course I'm forgetting. If you guys have a letter that you want read on air, make sure you head over to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. You put your own fake name in the subject line, or Che is going to read what's in front of it. And then if you are writing a question about a relationship, doesn't have to be. But if it is about a relationship, you simply put your question and you put a picture of you and your suitor. Because I never want to give side teeth advice to a woman who don't have side teeth. You understand me? And I never want to give ugly advice to a good looking fella. So help me help y'all. Okay. Put a picture so I can help everybody keep the world balanced. And last but not least, we are back on YouTube. So head over to YouTube and subscribe, Guys Next Door Pod. Let's get into it. Now, I've been talking about this show nonstop for probably the past 2 weeks since we've been back. I am in love with Ready to Love. I love that show. I think it's great. It's good seeing Nephew Tommy on TV. I want to host the season. They need to get me over there unless having a non-toxic relationship is a prerequisite, because then I would be out of the running. But if they take toxic relationships and things of that nature, I would be a great host. But I've been watching Ready to Love. I have season 3 to finish, but I just finished season 2. And one of my favorite cast members agreed to be on the show. So I'm not going to hold y'all up any longer. We got my OG. We got Kerry Williams, Kerry Couture, the OG. What's going on?
My man, Mouse. Hey, life is good. In spite of.
In spite of.
Oh, it's a lot going on, man.
OG, listen, you got to tell these people before we get into it. Listen, how is it coming off that show in Atlanta? And now people see you out like, what's up? Like, is they on you? What's up?
You know, you'd be surprised, man. It seems as though we get more love when we leave Atlanta than being in Atlanta. Because you think about it. I mean, you got Housewives of Atlanta. You have a lot of, you know, Bravo series. You know, you have a lot of things going on, hip hop of Atlanta. So you kind of used to seeing people here, right? But it is nice, man, to get some love. I mean, airport, people stopping you, seriously, taking pictures. They make you feel good, you know? Right. And I always just say, I'd rather take a compliment than some undue criticism any day.
Right. What was some of the undue criticism? Because I know, I mean, I've had conversations with people. I've seen Twitter. I will talk about my opinion of the show and how I feel about it. But like, what was some of the criticism, or what has been some of the criticism you've seen or received?
Personally. And it was amazing, Miles. So I think it may have been London. It was. So London hit me up and he said, Kerry, they have a Facebook page for Ready to Love. And it's like 5,000 or more people or women basically on there. He said, man, you got to go on there. He said, man, they eating us alive. So, hey, Miles, you know, I'm like, what? So I slide on in. I, you know, become right. a member. So they were, oh, my God. So here it is. There were women going in criticizing me because I dated a woman. Or, hold on, Miles, I didn't date her. First of all, let's establish that.
Okay.
I showed interest.
Got
all right.
You.
There it is. You know what I mean? I showed interest. And absolutely. And why not? That's why we were on there.
So, right. To trust the process. Know,
but that thing was, oh, he's a sugar daddy. He's too old for her. And I'm thinking, hold on. First of all, this is a grown woman.
Yes, sir.
That's first. All right. We're not talking the R. Kelly situation or allegedly.
Right.
All right. So we're talking about a grown person. And then I begin to think about it. I'm looking at all these comments and Miles, you know, you can go on Facebook, you can hit some of these pictures and you can see the profiles. Hey, you know, it's a saying, UTBF, you know what that stands for?
No,
used to be. Hey, used to be. Hey, Miles. Hey, what? Hey, you weren't ready for that, man.
No. Now, let me tell you something. Now, Mac has joined us. He was having some technical difficulties. Mac Wilds, meet the OG, Kerry Williams, who we've been watching on Ready to Love Season 2.
Yo.
Now, what's up, Mac?
Now, usually I am the one saying the off-the-wall things, but it has seemed that the past 2 weeks, everyone's been taking that crown. And you, TBF, just took it for the day. Mac, do you know you heard him?
No, I didn't hear him. What happened?
He said, UTBF used to be fine. My stomach is in my socks right now. That is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
So anybody that got anything to say in a UTBF, I think that's got to be the name. That got to be the name of the episode. Used to be fine. All right. Well, let's get into it, OG. I'll wait for Mac again. Let's get into it. So we've been watching season 2. Before we even get too far, like, what is your background? Who is Kerry Williams? What led you to the decision of saying, you know, I'm going to go get on Ready to Love season 2? Like, what was your experience with love? I know you were a single father, which, you know, tugs at my heartstrings because, you know, my oldest child, she'll be 14 in a few weeks. I'm a single father. Okay. So, like I want to, you know, who was Kerry Williams? Who was Kerry Couture? What was everything that led up to you getting on Ready to Love season 2?
Absolutely, man. Born and raised right outside Detroit in Pontiac, Michigan. And, you know, used to hooped in high school, ranked number 15th, going to my senior year, top 25 in the state of Michigan. You know, I bought at Virginia Union for a year, went back to Western Michigan, came back home. I'm in the pharmaceutical industry. I graduated from Western Michigan, up in Michigan, marketing degree. And I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for about 20 years now. But I've had other, you know, ambitions and pursuits, you know, that I've undertaken, of course, during that time. One is real estate. I'm a real estate investor. And, you know, here of late, I've been playing this market too. So, you know, so I believe in investing, but, I was married to my son's mom. We got a divorce. I grew up without my father. And, my father was always this legend, right? That in my eyes that I never knew, right? Mm-hmm. I heard stories of my father being one of the greatest football players that ever walked a step foot in Michigan. Then he was a street dude. And that kind of messed him up because he ended up going to prison. But he was a legend. He had street creds and he was this phenomenal athlete, 13 scholarships and didn't take one.
Wow.
All right. Big Ten. I'm talking about Big Ten. With full ride. Didn't take one. So one of the things, man, that I knew is that if I ever had a child, I was going to be in my child's life. I don't care what the circumstances would be. There was no way that I ever was going to be the father of any child and not be in their life. So I ended up getting divorced and I got primary custody of my son. My son came to live with me when he was 5 years old. And I knew the importance of a man raising his son. Not that our daughters don't need it because they absolutely need us. But
absolutely,
I never wanted my son to go through what I went through, even though I had a phenomenal mother. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted was my son. Give me all the bills. Yeah, whatever you didn't could give me all that. All I want is my son. And under circumstances,
what did that change up like for a single man? Because I mean, I was 17 when I had my daughter, my oldest daughter, and then I got custody of her when I was 20 or 21 when I got custody of her. So I tell Mac and everybody else, like I've not known really life not being a father, right? So like, but you lived a life. So what was life like going from single man to now single father? What was that switch up like?
Yeah, see, it's
specifically when it came to dating.
Right. Well, this is it. So I was married, right, to his mother, and it was only I became a single father a few months after we were divorced. So as far as single, I wasn't living your normal single life. I'll be honest with you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
My whole focus was my career and my son, and really not even in that order. So that's where my time and my dedication was. I'm serious, bro. I didn't party. I didn't hang out. Now, I took vacations. I'll take a vacation. My mom would watch my son. But my life was really centered around him and his schedule and everything that he needed.
And I'm pretty sure your son could speak to it more, but I'll ask you as the father and the primary parent. Did you see any? Because we're so in especially in our and being black, you know, and being surrounded by so many products of single mothers' homes. Did you see any fundamental lack in your son from not having, I guess, not having a mother in the house all the time or not being around his mother? Like, was there more things was he like more masculine and like lacked in certain areas where maybe a feminine touch would have helped?
Yeah. So not so much, but what I realize, and I think it depends upon the type of mother that you have. So his mother is a very, very strong and outspoken person, right? So he would go visit her every other weekend. But I think one of the things I'm gonna tell you that I did that kind of curbed a little bit of this. My son only saw me date two women ever. All right. When he was a kid. So he didn't see women coming in and out and all that. He didn't see that. So he didn't have an opportunity to get attached. But what I did notice is that he wanted that attention, I think, from women. More so, you know, probably more validation from women, probably just for the mere fact, once again, that there was no mom or woman in the home, you know? So I did, you know, notice that at times, but my mother was a very instrumental part as well, you know, in his life. But once again, that was his grandmother, but I would see that though. Yeah. So, I mean, man, it's definitely a challenge, and there's always something that a child misses. I believe not having, come on now, what we used to call a nuclear home.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. The nuclear family. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, okay. So now, you did say you did introduce two women to him. What was the thing that, what was it about those relationships that, you know, where you said, okay, let's, you know, I'll trust, you know, this woman meeting my son.
Right. Well, the last one that he met, I married. All right. So, and a bit, you know, his stepmom, and they still have a very, very, very close relationship. All right. The other person was somebody that I dated for probably a year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And she just became a very instrumental part of our family. I mean, loved on my son, my mom, our family, you know, she was just that kind of woman, you know, and she's married right now and still has a relationship with my mom or whatever, just good people. And so that's definitely separated her. The other women that I may have dated, nah.
So discernment, it sounds like like you have a great, it sounds, and I seen that on the show, that you have a great spirit of discernment, a great gift of discernment, which we spoke about many times on this podcast, that keeps me, Mac, Ryan, even Che, like our spirit of discernment keeps us out of a lot of bullshit. Right. Now me and Ryan, our discernment may say stay away, but we still go forward because we like getting into shit. But like overall, like discernment
toxic.
Is always,
it's called toxic.
I don't like the way you said that.
I'm sorry.
I didn't like that. But the reason I brought that up is because with that, you know, you having this great sense of discernment, and I guess, you know, there's no other way to ask this question, like, you know, to tip around it. How, you know, what do you think it was that led to, you know, being a twice divorcee? Do you think that was, did you make the wrong decision, or is there something else that, you know, is there a level of life that we just don't know about yet where people, you know, tend to like most people say in divorces, like grow apart?
Yeah. So very, very good question. And it's so funny because I actually, the first book that I ever thought about writing, and I still haven't birthed it yet, was going to touch a little bit on my first marriage and what happened. So here it is. And I'll sum it up for you. I was in college. Now, listen to me. In college, selling dope. Mm. All right. And October, I think around 1988, it had to be, hey man, God touched my life, brother. And when I say he saved me and he saved me from some stuff, the direction that I was going in. All right. Two of my closest partners, one had done 10 years state, the other one done 11 years in the Fed. You know, my life wasn't producing at the level that I should be being in college. That's where I was at, bro. All right. So I left that environment and went into a church environment. And from the time that I got there, I was married 10 months later.
Sheesh.
Married 10 months later. So I was actually 22. My birthday is July 25th. I was married on August 26th. I almost was 21, but I turned 22. And that was the direction, man, that my life went. So that marriage, without a doubt, if I had to do it all over again, that definitely shouldn't have happened. I mean, it was one of those things that I think it was expected. This is what you do. God only has one person for you. That ain't true. We didn't date in court, you know, and didn't sleep with her until we got married. Ooh. Right. And only to discover sexual dysfunction. That's a whole nother subject, right? But right? So here it is. Now, come on now. In the normal dating world, right? Pre that, y'all know that would have never happened, right?
Right.
Come on, man. That would have never happened. But that's a part of my story, right? So we were together 9 years. Separated at 5 years. So I was separated for 4 years of a 9-year marriage. Wow. And that's when I really was tested and tried, because what I did, when I say every weekend, I got my son every weekend. So once again, there was no partying, there was no hanging out, there was no deviation. That was my focus. So after that, it was just my son and I for about 10 years, man. My second marriage, be honest with you, I said this 1,000 times. You could have never told me I've been divorced. When I say I thought I found the woman of my dreams, the person, man, that I could build a life with, without a doubt, grow old with, wanted her to be the mother of my, hopefully, one or two more kids. You know, mm-hmm. that was a non-negotiable for me. I still wanted to have more kids, you know, mm-hmm. because I believe that children are a man's legacy. That's your heritage.
Yeah, yeah, you said know? That on the show. Yeah.
And I don't know, bro, I believe that, you know, mm-hmm. without you know, they carry your name, you know, long after you gone. You know, people don't realize that, you know, once you done made so much money out here, come on, man, what you gonna do? Perfect example. Look at Eddie Murphy. We ain't gonna go there. Hey, Eddie Murphy has more, so many wives, but guess what? He's respected. He got a relationship with all them kids and all them women respect him because he's a great father. And anybody that's a great father, I salute you because this soldier territory, brother, this soldier territory. So my son and I, 10 years, and then I married. And unfortunately, it wasn't what it was supposed to be, man. And we ended up separating and ended up getting divorced. And as I say this, little tongue in cheek, and I don't take it lightly, but I, you know, I've been healed and I'm good. I've been married twice, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I divorced both of them. I was the plaintiff.
I like it. Listen, I like it over here. OG, we got a third member. We got third member of the squad, fourth member of the squad. Ryan is in here. Fly Ride is in here. I hope he washed his hands.
Absolutely.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
It's still a pandemic. It's still a pandemic.
You know, outside. You don't want to. You know,
it's still a whole panini outside, bro. Come on, son. Nigga,
very, very. You know. Okay. So boom. So now. So now. You know the whole reason why, you know, why here, what is the decision to go on Ready to Love season 2? Wow.
So good friend of mine, he wanted to be on TV so bad, man. Listen, he went and I guess he did a little interview with Ready to Love. I didn't know anything about it. I don't watch reality TV. Let's start there. So he hit me up.
You're missing out. You are missing out, OG. I'm telling you, there's some good stuff on there, but I tell you, boy. You are part of it. You are a part of it, but there is some good shit on reality TV.
That's a fact.
Oh,
man.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. So, man, he hit me up. He said, hey, listen, I submitted your name today, but it's show Ready to Love. So he told me the gist of it. You know, singers in Atlanta, the dating complexities, yada, yada, yada. He said, man, would you be on reality? I said, niggas, you out your mind. That's what I told him. I said, I don't do reality TV. You know, I say if y'all bury the N word, I just resurrected it for 2 seconds.
No. We ain't. The nigga is alive and well at the guy's next door.
It thrives over here. This is where the name comes up.
Yeah. So, man, he's like, are you kidding me? I said, bro, I don't do reality TV. I don't watch reality TV. And so he said, but you single. And man, you could. I said, no. So he kept asking me. End story. Season 2 comes around. He shoots me a text message with the link to go on there and apply. And he's hit me up again. He said, they back on. He said, why won't you do it? He said, you single. You could meet somebody. I said, now that's true.
Right.
He said, and you got a clothing line. He said, if nothing else, he said, that's free advertisement. Now I said, that's about the most sense you done made.
Could have started with that.
Yo, and the crazy part is every time I seen one of your shirts, it was so specific. I was like, that gotta be his clothing line, bro. Like, this is the fifth shirt. Like, this gotta be his clothing line. So like
it was, it
was too on brand. I'm like, this design remind me of the show. So I was like, he did the Black Panther, now Spider-Man. I said, nah. I said, this got to be his clothing line, sir. It got to be.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, you know, I was in hopes. I'm going to be honest with you. I did go on there with an expectation of there at least being about 6 or 7 just drop dead gorgeous women.
they had some things on there.
Man, listen, all I can say is this. This is how I sum it up. because, you know, I got a good relationship. A lot of folks on the show. I didn't pick them. I had to pick through.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
The OG done spoke.
The OG done spoke.
I didn't pick them.
I didn't pick them. I picked through them. Now, let's talk about. All right. So let's talk about it. Right. So, you know, we obviously, because I felt like it wasn't. It shouldn't have been that hard of a concept to grasp for people, but I guess editing TV and people won't feel a way about things at times. So Cat Daddy Gate, the Cat Daddy text message. So the young lady has sent you a text message referring to you as Cat Daddy. And in response, you asked her, well, what would she refer to you as in a moment of passion?
Correct.
And she just took that offensive. She took that offensively. We here at Guys Next Door, we don't try to minimize nobody's feelings, especially not black women's. But I understood what you were saying once you explained it. So would you clear to explain for those who are watching now?
So here it is. First of all, I'm a man of discernment. We're on a dating show, mm-hmm. and the gist of it is this: you're voting people on and you're voting people off. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know why they missed that concept. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling someone, quite naturally, they're going to be in your top three. Mm-hmm. If you're not feeling someone, they're going to be in your butt. Right. So it was clear at that time that I was only feeling two women, and she was one of them. And I made that clear to her. You know, I voted for you. I said, you my top. They said, give me your top three. I said, I put her in my top one and two. Mm. All right. I said one and two, and then another person was three, because I don't go after anything that I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I wasn't trying to just stay on the show. I was good with being eliminated. If I walk into a spot and you wouldn't catch my attention in a spot, I don't care if we on TV. It doesn't make a difference. You're not someone that I would even hunt after. Right.
You said you're not going to be Aaron from season one.
No, bro, I don't get out. No, you know, it's pretty cut and dry, you know. So, but at any rate, with all due respect, it was taken much further than it should have. Mm-hmm. And my thing was this: all I wanted to do was get down to see whether you're feeling me or mm-hmm. not. All right. And I didn't sense that, because we texting. Every day you send a text every day, but no conversation. Mm. When I tried to call, my call was not received. I'll text you later. So I just said my antenna went up, and mm-hmm. that was my litmus test. That was mm-hmm. that was a way for me to quickly check, because when a person doesn't call your name, see, people fail to realize a title does not define you. Mm. What's your name? All right. What's your mama call you?
Right.
What your big mama called, right? Right. Your name identifies you. And so that's why some women get offended. And I understand this very well. When we call them, what's up, baby? How you doing, mm-hmm. sweetie? And you just met them, right? Mm-hmm. You don't call their name. And hold on. I've been called on the carpet about that before. All right. Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm on the other side now. I don't never hear my name. So you know what? Let me get to the bottom of this real quick. If we were in a passionate moment, would you call me? It's real simple.
And the answer won't be no Cat Daddy.
No. So
might be.
That was the reason I did it. I absolutely meant no disrespect at all. Right. There's a difference between intent and impact.
Yep.
So the impact they played up because of the editing. Don't think for 1 minute that whole situation was not heavily edited. And let me say for the record, it was so heavily edited that you all never saw in my home the first conversation that she and I had where it was put to rest. Then we had a second conversation in my home when it was brought up again. Mm. Right. And I apologized in front of her and another young lady who was there, Kimber. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So it should have been done there. But when you see the editing, you don't see the apology. It's all diced up to make it look a certain way. But always. There it is. But that, but guess what? That's TV, right? They won't right. rate it.
Right.
You know?
They're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves.
Well, look, you looking for a relationship, somebody else looking for ratings. And that's the way about when you look and you know the content, right? You know the content of what was filmed. And then when you see the content of what was filmed, you will scratch your head all night long and say, why would you choose to put that together and highlight that? That doesn't really, really show the true context. There's text and then there's context. And you will never be able to interpret a text without the proper context.
True,
anything can wow. look one way when you don't have wow. all the information.
That's boss. Wow. Let me ask you this. How, you know, with one thing I really liked about Ready to Love more than any other dating show.
Hold on. And I'm going to shout out to Mario and Reva because that's my dude and I'm good with both of them. You hear me?
Okay.
And they got a beautiful relationship. You know
shout
what I mean? So guess what? Everything worked out
right
the way it was supposed to. Them, hey, right. them my people. Hey, them my
shout
people.
Shout out to Mario and Miss Reva. Now, one thing, because I've typically never watched a dating show. It just felt weird, right? It felt like everything happens in this like one vacuum and it's not real life. That's one thing I really appreciated about Ready to Love, that y'all had to still go to work, deal with real life, deal with all this other stuff and deal with all this other stuff. What was that like? How realistic and how, you know, how much time were you able to put in to a relationship with real life going on?
Oh, wow. I mean, with people in the cast or outside of that?
Both. Because I'm pretty sure y'all wasn't just dating the people in the cast or like.
Well, and it's funny that you would even bring that up. Now, to my knowledge, I didn't know any of the guys, but it was later discovered. I thought all the guys were actually single, what I call single, you know, because it was so demanding. I don't know how you could even juggle another relationship or even have a woman, you know, allow you to do that type of reality show unless you really, really told her, listen, I'm just doing this to get some followers or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm absolutely not hooking up with any of these women. So I really don't know. But I was single. The guys I know were single. But it certainly was revealed that somebody else had to be engaged. You know, the way things happened, because they got married about 3, 4, 5 weeks after the show.
Oh, boy, that looked like Cole.
Yeah.
He looked like Cole off of Martin. Yeah.
So, but.
He had a bunch of hats and all of that, too.
Yeah. He looked just like Cole on Martin, I promise you.
Wow. I actually got a question. So, me being the only guy with no kids and
Oh, right, really?
Yo, it's 2021. It's a pandemic for me, not for y'all. Y'all got legacy. You feel me? So it's actually a question for all three. Well, no, it's not really a question for y'all too. It's a question for my OG over here. You feel me? What are three things, and I'm not going to say look for in a partner, actually. What are three things you, as a grown man now, after going through 2 divorces, look for in someone to, I guess, your partner, to be next to you and all that good stuff? Because I'm a struggling single man. I just want to learn.
Right.
I want to learn the ways.
You get 3 haircuts a week, bro. Ain't nothing struggling over there, brother.
That's why I'm struggling. If I had one lady, I wouldn't get none. I'd just have an afro.
Oh, man. So I would say the first thing is find a woman who is loyal to you. Now, first of all, she has to be cut from that cloth to be loyal, period. Right? That loyalty doesn't start with you. A lot of times people or women who are loyal, it might take you a little bit longer to crack the code, to get inside, because they don't trust that fast. But when they do trust, they trust and they love hard and they're loyal. Find a woman that's loyal. So loyalty is big with me. I got to know that you down for me like four flat tires.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That, all right. That right there, that statement about it might take a little longer, really hit the spot for me.
Yeah.
Just because in this industry that we're in, all of us, and for lack of better terms, pussy comes fast. And for us, and I know you know this, like it's either you acknowledge it or and you build on something like that. But then at the end of the day, we men and we like, yo, you gave up the draws this fast, even though it doesn't really matter at this point in my life. If you give up the drugs the first night or the 15th night or the 50th night, it's all the same in my mind. But we also look at these situations with these women and it's like, are they there for us? Do they just want to be around for the money? Are they there just to tell their friends they date Mac or Mouse or Ryan? And it's like, learn for me, not being able to give my full self to someone is an issue. So when I do get somebody who I think is amazing in my life, I normally don't know how to treat them because I've never been treated the way I'm supposed to be treated.
You know what? You guys actually bring up a really good point. And I wanted to talk about this and I was trying to figure out how to frame it, but Big Homie just put it in terms that I think it just made a lot of sense. So I was listening to this song this week. There's a song by this new artist, his name is Blast. The song was called Overrated. And in the song, amazing record, by the way. I implore everybody to go listen to it.
We be giving Blast a lot of free promo, boy. You better bring your ass on the show.
We
give this nigga a lot of free promo.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So, you know, I'm driving around, you know, in the new little, you know, new little Lexus vibe. You know, shout out Lexus for the new little vibe. Jump is crazy.
Still waiting on mine. It's all good.
Yeah. You know, shout out Lexus. Anyway.
Hey, yo, Lexus. Come outside, Lexus.
But he says something in the song where he's like, you know, loyalty, you know, I don't need love. You know, loyalty, you know, just give me loyalty and I don't need love. So I wanted to ask everybody this question, right? Because it's been mind-boggling to me. The conversation, loyalty versus love.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on it? What are your thoughts? Is one more pertinent than the other? And this is for everybody.
I think the whippersnappers, I think us wet behind the ear motherfuckers to answer it first, and then Kerry gonna clean it up for us. He gonna show us where we missed it. So I'll answer it first, and I think we know my take on this. You can't have one without the other. You know what I mean? I think if you truly love me, loyalty is just a byproduct, which is why I've always told everybody, you know, just you know, when they ask what you need from a woman, I just need loyalty and respect. Because if you're loyal and you respect me, I don't got to talk about nothing. I don't got to talk about cheating, lying, none of that. So I think loyalty, I think there can't be a true loyalty without love. Everybody I'm loyal to, I love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love you. And y'all know how my loyalty go. We've all seen it. You know what I mean? Yep. So it's my loyalty, I love you niggas. That's why I'm loyal to you niggas. It's to me, they're so intertwined that it's not because of the other, right? So it's not I'm loyal because I love you, and it's not I love you because I'm loyal. I'm loyal and I love you.
Love and loyalty. What about you, Ryan?
For me, I feel like it comes, like I agree with Mouse, it comes hand in hand, like one without, you can't have one without the other. But I feel like loyalty comes first. And then if you have true loyalty with somebody, then you grow into love. You can't jump into love and loyalty at the same time because one doesn't even know you. Somebody can be very loyal to you but not know you at all. But once
somebody can learn to love you. They can't. Yeah. You can't learn to be loyal. But
this is what I said.
You can't teach that.
But that's why I said loyalty comes first and then love.
Yeah, right.
Once I understand that you're loyal to me, then I can open up myself to be in love with you. I have a problem with opening it up too fast because I feel like she might be the one, or she might be the one. So it's like, yo, I might as well just put my last name on her name automatically in my head and just run with it like that. Like, I mean, we've all done it. Yo, we've all done
so,
it.
Yeah. Oh, 200%.
Like, it's I've really sickening.
Yo, I eat drinks all the time, and I think about it in my head like, yo, Lauren Fletcher. That sound odd. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then in my mind, you know what I'm saying? But in my mind, it's like, if it don't sound good, I'll be like, but it's like, and sometimes I think it's like, the Lord probably telling me it's not for me, but in my mind, I'm like, if it don't sound good, so it'll sound good if I say it 1,000 times. Like, nah, it's yo, not it.
And Che, can you write that topic down? Because I don't think we need to talk about that, because I don't think it's acknowledged, or we can talk about it like later in the conversation. I don't think it's acknowledged enough that I think women believe that only they do that, and only are like, I think women are under the impression that like guys. So I want to talk about that later on, if not today, some other time. But I would love to talk about it since we got Carrie here. Mac, what's your take on your own question?
No, you know, it's funny. Whenever anybody takes a long drive, you have those moments of just thinking about all of the different ways that it goes. So, but initially, I definitely agree with you, right? I definitely agree that at first, so much so that I thought it was mutually exclusive. I was like, you can't have true loyalty without love. But then, you know, continuing to think about it, you can have somebody loyal to you. They just have to love something. They have to love something, whether it's something you're giving them. Like, you can have conditional loyalty. We know a lot of motherfuckers that be around because they see something.
They have ulterior motives.
Exactly. Right. Not even just ulterior motives, but just on some, like, you know what? There's something I can get out of this. Or this person is providing something for me, whether I like being here or not. Like, I'm going to... People who go to work who hate their job, nigga, they loyal to their job because they trying to get that check.
Trying to get that check.
That's right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I think there's a such thing as conditional loyalty.
Definitely. Because you're like conditionally, like, yeah, like you're loyal to your job.
Because you're loyal to the goal. You're more loyal to the end goal than you are the process of getting there.
Like, exactly. I see Mouse can make me some bread.
So I'm gonna go chill with Mouse because I'm gonna get some bread.
Right.
I don't really fuck with Mouse. Our conversations are very short and quiet, but I know I'm gonna get some bread. So I'm gonna be loyal to him until I get that bread and figure out the situation. Most people, they only there to figure out the situation.
Especially in our industry, we see that all the time.
Especially in our industry.
We've made women better.
We see 4 month brotherhoods.
No, exactly. But we've in relationships, we've made women better for the next man. And women have made us better for the next woman.
I vehemently disagree with that, but for the sake of this conversation, I'm gonna let the OG clean, you know, give his take, and then I'll circle back to that because I don't agree with that on a different level.
You don't agree with what part?
I feel like you fucked up enough females' mentals that they know women's mentals that you know that they don't want to mess with you. They don't want to mess with a person like you.
First of all, I'm not co-signing that.
Hey, they don't want to mess with you.
Please, Carrie, can you please answer this question? And indict me.
And you made them better for the next year.
I'm not indicting myself, nor am I taking these slandered I, Mouse Jones, do not stand next to any of the comments that Ryan Fletcher has made today in lieu of my character. I vehemently denounce that.
In here. Wow.
Please, Kerry, help us out.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, man. Great responses. And a lot of the things that you all said compliment one another, you know. But here it is. I have to add this. Defining loyalty is pretty simple, right? Mm-hmm. But where it gets muddy is when we define what love is, right? Because see, love to many of us looks so many different ways. You can see when somebody loyal, forget the ulterior mode of whatever. Their act, you can see. So here it is. Loyalty is more a matter of what we see a person being committed to as it relates to us. But love is a matter of the heart, right? And so when you deal with the heart, you really don't know what's in a person's heart. And you don't know what love looks like. What love looks like for me might be different for Mouse, right? It might be different for Matt.
Yep.
It looked different, right? So, but what I do here is my brother who's single. You like me. Hey, listen, you like me. Don't apologize. Man, you a hopeless romantic just like me. Right. You know, hey, man, want to be in love, right? Want to give your heart, but you want to just this point. Now, mind you, even at this point, I'm not done loving. I think it's a part of us, but you just don't want to give it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Lose time and years and emotions, right? And say, man, I made a bad decision. And that's just, you know, that's just one of those things, man, that we gotta meet head on. But I think that when the right woman shows up, and it doesn't have to be just one woman, because we are compatible with a lot of different women. And that's another thing that what women need to understand, right? Just because you 5'7", got a nice weed, got a nice body, got a job. Well, guess what? And hold on. And we vibe. You think I'm funny. I think you funny. It's like 4 to 5 more women who I vibe with.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. So, you know, come on now. You got 1 degree. This one got 2. We can, you know, y'all, she makes $5,000 more. She makes $10,000 less. Y'all pretty much all in the same category. But it's a matter of where a man is in his life.
Yeah.
And what he's desiring at that moment that will determine who he ends up choosing, if he chooses at all.
Yeah, that's OK. So wow. you said something else that's really ill, OG. There's something that loyalty is so much more distinguishable than love.
Yes, right? Sir.
Because you can literally see when someone is being loyal to you, but with love, it's a little more muddied, you know, but it depends on your perception of it or your perspective on it. So, especially, Rye, you being the single guy here, and, I guess all around, we've all been in relationships. My question is, what would you rather have? I mean, of course we want the lofty idea of love, but loyalty seems so much more practical, right? You have somebody who is loyal to you. So what would you rather have, love or loyalty, and why?
At this point in my life, knowing what I know,
mm-hmm.
I would rather have a 60-40 situation where I at least believe 60% loyal.
I thought he had an answer. And out with both.
He said, I need
60-40.
I need
60-40.
Hey, 64.
I need you to
lean a little more.
Hey, look, they ain't looking for a 50-50 love. Hey, look. Hey, listen, 60-40. But there was a time where I would have said, love, man, 100%, right? 80% or 80-20, 70-30. But because let me tell you something, gentlemen. If you have not heard these words, I guarantee you will hear them at least one time in your life coming from a woman that you said and told everybody around you that you was madly in love with, and she said she was madly in love with you, you will hear these words at least one time in your life. I love you, but I ain't in love with you no more.
Mm-mm-mm. How that work? Now, listen, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because we going to see. All right. Look, man, we talking cross generation. So here we are. Oh, yes. Because me and Ryan are about, you about to see the toxicity. Okay. I need to understand that statement, because I don't think that statement can ever reign true. Right. Like, because it goes back to, I've agreed with literally 98% of everything you said today, except for when you said God, you know, you said you don't believe that God makes you for one person. I personally believe that he does. I believe that people, we have choice. And I think there are some people that are like really good at settling or compartmentalizing and being able to accept like, all right, you know, it didn't work with this person, so I'll be over here. And I think, you know, we do see a lot, you know, from Big Mama, Uncle Ray Ray and his wife and all of the unhappy couples we've been around all our lives. I think, you know, at some point, and as we spoke about it a few weeks ago in our cheating episode, I think men, especially when we're younger and we don't know ourselves fully, mm-hmm. we gravitate to the lowest common denominator. So when I say by that, like, we find a woman that doesn't really edify us, doesn't pour into us, but she meets the basic requirements for me to attach to and say, oh, she cooks, she clean, she pretty. Oh man, she remind me of my mama. I don't got to ask for head. Oh, she do this. I'm wifing it up. And then what happens is, because men typically, not everybody, but typically men our age and a little bit older, we don't do that work on self. We find ourselves, when we do that work, we find ourselves in relationships that haven't been edifying us. And we're like, damn, we done put in 10 years. So now we done created a life. We created a habitat, something that works. So we're not about to throw all that away. What we start doing, niggas start looking over and we start figuring, all right, well, how can I go over here, get edified, come back, not ruin my life? You get what I'm saying? So when you said that right there, I'm like, how does somebody tell you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you? Because to me, was you ever really in love? Yeah. Or were you so, like, in deep?
Right, right. And amen. So let me do it in this order. First of all, mm-hmm. let's go back to my statement where I said that I don't believe that there's just one person for you. And I challenge you with this statement. Yes, sir. If you believe that there's only one person for you, you're 25, you find that one person. You can be 35, all right? Let's take, if you think 25 is immature, let's say you're 35, all right? You find this one person. You said, this is the only person for me. You marry that person. And she dies 2 years later. If that's the only person for you, brother, I don't want to see you date nobody else. And I sure don't want to see you marrying anybody else, because the one person that you said was for you and there was no one else. Mm-hmm. They're gone. And so is your future with the one person that you said that God had for you and he didn't have anyone else. I believe that the power of choice is what we're dealing with. As much as we can choose to love someone, and that's what love really is, it's a choice, and there are emotions that come along with it, right? Hey. And emotions are the baggage, all right? The choice is to buy the plane ticket, all right? Sure. And when you buy the plane ticket, before the plane takes off, you do realize that there's no guarantee that the plane is going to land, so you get on there by faith, trusting that this thing gonna take off and land, but you bring some emotional baggage with you, all right? And when you hit that turbulence, and every relationship does, that's when you begin to question your love. That's when women begin to question their love. You know why? Because they don't feel the same way about you that they did before. And that's where the emotional component comes in, and that's where the waters get real muddy. Because mm-hmm. after you feel like you don't love them. I don't feel them warm, fuzzy things no more. The power of choice says, do you still choose to be with this person? Do you still choose to love them? Because love is a choice. Those emotions will come and go.
Can you adopt us? Can you be the uncle next door? Can you adopt us?
Can I be a little toxic?
Son.
No, like, That's crazy.
But he broke it down in a way that I completely understand it, because sometimes I think as men, when we like someone, it sometimes comes off better than when we love them. Like when you
get lazy. You're right,
when you truly love some, when you truly like somebody, you're gonna get a haircut every week. You're gonna impress, oh, good morning, out of that. When you fall in love with somebody and now she not dressing the same way you got it, now you're just like, what's up? Like, how can we spin it? So the way he broke it down, it's like, like you said, it's not just one. It might be that moment. It's a moment thing. And not saying, and don't take my words out of context, not saying that if you find one woman, you can't be with her for the rest of your life and not cheat.
That's right. No, I'm not saying that. That's right.
We are not saying that at all. But
at all.
There's always going to be things in your life, whether it be a woman or a job or a family member or whatever, that is in your life for a point in time. And they bring something out of you that you couldn't see with somebody else, or you see something in yourself better now that you're with them. And that was what they're for. Some people aren't forever.
That's true. That's true. But nothing is forever. But you know what? One of the things, man, that I will say this, that Ready to Love helped me to realize in the black community, the African American community, is that, man, there is such a hope and a need for us to see real black love. That's why so many women were disappointed, and even guys were disappointed when relationships didn't work out, because silently, whether we want to say it or not, we really be wanting folks to be in love and make it, because it gives us a hope. You know what?
Maybe
I'm going to find somebody. The women be saying, if she found him, girl, maybe it's hope for me. All you need is one. Fellas, I tell them like this. It only takes one to change the game. Yes, single today, but it only takes one to change the game. But understand this, I'm looking for a franchise player. I ain't looking for nobody coming off the bench.
Yeah, you said that. So let me ask you this.
Franchise players, man. That's all we dealing with, man.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is an answer for me. I hate to use the word disappointment, but you know, first marriage, you had a divorce, and I actually think it's harder it was harder on you to be. You probably would have much rather be the person to get divorced than divorce the person, and you had to do that twice. Then another failed relationship. Then you know we see your journey on Ready to Love. What keeps you hopeful in love? Like, what keeps you believing in love to the point that you will continue to search it out? Because to be honest, I didn't know men of any age felt this way about love. I thought a lot of men thought kind of like me, were like, hey, I would like it, but if it don't come, I can survive like this. It's only been this year, and I don't know if it's because of the pandemic and, you know, the pandemic got niggas acting like they in jail. You know, jail niggas love lying and say, well, I come home, it's going to be me and you. I see a lot of pandemic relationships and shit. So I don't know what it is, but I really have been witnessing and seeing niggas in love. I mean, we have a shining example with our brother Matt, who, you know, married his childhood sweetheart, got a baby. But like, these are things, like, this is amazing, right? What is it? And to see, you know, it crossed over to a few generations to where you're still hopeful in love. Where does that come from? How do you keep that alive?
Man, I think that when you really think about it, I think number one, it's innate in our DNA, even though it may not a lot of times manifest itself in our character. But I think, man, that it is the plan of God for us to not only procreate, but think about it. how much better would the family dynamic be and the relationships with our children be if they saw two people, watch this, two people in love, two people supporting one another. And those two people just had, they just happen to be they mama and they daddy, right? It perpetuates, it gives them a vision and an idea of what it looks. They know it ain't always good. They know a mama real quiet. No, they've seen that, but they see this commitment.
They see the loyalty. They see the choice.
They see it, right? Yeah, their mama could have left. Daddy could have left. You know, but they see that, man. We absolutely need that. I'm telling you, the North American slave trade and Willie Lynch and Jim Crow did a number on us, brother. And we still are suffering from the effects. Our children and grandchildren need us. And if we don't put the right stuff in them, you break down the family, what do you have?
Nothing.
What do you have? You have a bunch of mavericks, right? You got a bunch of women, and I hit on this on my talk, calling themselves a boss. You ain't no boss. You're an employee. Quit all with these fake names of what you're doing. And so I tell you what, if you a boss, what man is going to report to a woman that's a boss? I'm not. You may get a simp. You may get a beta. But why do all women want an alpha male? Because an alpha male answers and accepts the challenge and lets a woman know that, guess what? I'm big enough and bad enough to protect you emotionally, to physically protect you, right? And to financially take care of you. And I'm not intimidated, listen to me, by your success.
There you go. That's there you go.
I'm going to tell you this. That's a big old fact right there. I'm going to tell you this.
As a real nigga, women are going to hear that statement you just made and they're going to react initially. But when they get to the end of that statement, it's going to come together. They're going to get that right there.
Oh, that's a big
fact right there. Listen, we could do this. Please come. You got to come chop it up. You got to come chop it up with us again, please.
We make it happen next month or something.
We got to chop it up. There's just so many other things. I just feel like a lot of times we have our colleagues, our friends, people, you know, from different walks of life that kind of reach across. We never get to reach up or reach back. And I think, you know, this is a conversation where we got to reach up and you reach that hand down and pull up, because we don't have enough conversations like this where, you know, a lot of conversations, and I mean, we do a good job, you know, shout out to us, but a lot of conversations are between other, we're all three about to be 32 this year. We don't know shit, but what we've been through. What they say, a smart man learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others.
That's right.
If we had enough conversation and dialogue between the generations like this,
absolutely,
man, it's miracle working power in that.
But so it takes platforms like us and like his platform to bring it together. We can't do this shit on our own.
Yeah, and we definitely, you know, whatever, you know, you starting a podcast, so I'm definitely gonna give the floor to you to let people know what you about to get into. But before then, you know, listen, we got Shay, we got to listen to letter.
Yes. And
all right, so listen, y'all already know. Listen, we can get.
I don't like that laugh. But hold on, yeah, I don't like
it's
that
about
laugh.
To get crazy.
I feel like it was, okay. All right.
It's about to get toxic. But we have the OG, Kerry Williams, from season 2, Ready to Love. He's going to help us answer this question. If y'all have a question for the guys next door, you can send your question where? To guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line. If it is a relationship-based question, does not have to be, because y'all niggas is irky. But if it is a relationship-based question, please put a picture of yourself and your suitor. Why? Because I never want to give a missing side tooth woman advice that I should be giving to a woman with a side tooth. You know, it's 2021, Mac. Women just don't be having side tooth. OG, when you was like, coming
like they,
up,
like they smile,
yeah, like
much
right here.
They see the gap.
The canine ain't there, and it's just like, no. Bitch, was you a prize fighter? But neither here nor there.
All right.
That's neither here nor there. Shay, what do we have today?
Okay, I'm trying to multitask and send you guys the photos because I need you to see what I'm talking about first because I know it's going to cause a different type of hell. So I'm just going to put it in the group chat, and if y'all could somehow send this to Carrie,
I'm going to send it to. I'm going to send it to him. Send it to me and
Mouse.
Send it to him.
Do not react until after I read the letter, please. Okay. Do not react.
Okay.
Which one are we reading?
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm
pissed. Okay, all right. Go ahead, read your letter.
It's one of our 10 male listeners. So it says, what's up, guys? I've been listening to y'all's show since day one, and I'm a huge fan, by the way. Mac Wild, he needs some more music. Whatever. All right, he says, gotcha. This is a choose situation or what I need your advice about. I've been with this girl, Dez, for 2 years, and we've been on and off for a little bit more. We've been on and off for a little bit, but more together than off. It's like it's inconsistent. She thinks she can overrule the relationship because she's independent, and I'm not to be stepped over. We tried living together, but she said that I should get my own spot beforehand. No lie, when we are into it, I don't think about being with her anymore. And I think about my ex-girlfriend Paige at times because everything about that relationship was perfect. But I decided to be a split and be wild, which was 2.5 years ago. She tweets about me at times, and I know there's still feelings there after 2 years. As I've grown up and matured, I just need to know, should I stay with Michelle or go back to Paige and restart to make things better? Michelle is the redhead and Paige is the other woman. And the reason why Mouse is reacting the way he did, because this is one of our brothers, one of our kings, writing in about two white women.
That nigga is a court jester. That nigga ain't no goddamn king. meddling with the milk, nigga. We is lactose intolerant on this side. Oh, God damn it!
Jesus Christ, don't do that to me, man.
Take a look. I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm be honest with y'all right now. This is probably the only time in listen to letter history I ever do this. I'm gonna mind my black ass business. This ain't none of my business. I cannot help you. I cannot honestly help you. Pick between two white women. I'm disgusted that you would waste God's perfectly good melanin on the whites. So I'm Mac, Kerry, Brian. It's on y'all.
Mm-hmm. What does he really want help with? He wants to know if he should go back to his ex or not. He need help. Basically. In general. He just need help. He need to go talk to him. You know. I don't know, man.
He's trying
to talk to us.
But these weren't the right people to ask. Like, sometimes you got to be able to read the room, read the podcast. He really sat up and asked us about who you should pick. A white lady that hurts your heart or a white lady that makes you feel good. And we all still don't know. It might be the devil in us that tell you go back to the one that hurt you just so you can stop messing with them and come to the right side, my brother.
Mm-mm, do not waste.
So his ex, hold on. If I'm reading this correctly, he cheated on his shorty. Right.
He cheated with his ex who boomed.
Yeah. He cheated on his shorty.
Oh
yeah. Sorry. Yeah, he cheated on his
everybody
shorty.
Not you, bro.
I know. niggas could wish to be so lucky.
Oh, wow. That's how you're talking? Yo. Wow.
Just hurt my heart. Shit. Just say it's me that doesn't have a girlfriend or a wife or a kid. Just say it's me.
Essence, really? Yo, a nigga get to cover Essence twice?
And now
he acting different.
It's all right. No, I would say this about this, right? Not even gonna color shame these
color shame ain't no color.
All right. Devoid of color. Nah, they yellow bones. Isn't that what Danny Lay said?
They are white.
We're not gonna do that right now.
No, we're gonna do that. We're gonna talk about that. We talk about that on Thursday. Okay, we talk about on the nosy neighbors. Cause I got some shit to say about how little monkey ass sitting in our goddamn studios while we recorded that episode, having that, you know what? This don't even matter.
All right, hey, we're gonna wait.
We'll talk about it on Thursday.
We're gonna wait.
She don't follow us no way no more.
Yeah, exactly. She still follow me. She gonna unfollow me by the end of this. By Friday, I won't be followed no more.
So you think?
Anyway, listen. So I think it's hard to choose, right? Because you left Shorty for a reason. And you said, whether it was to be wild, you left Shorty because it was something that you wanted to do at the moment. There was something that she wasn't providing for you at the moment that you felt like you needed to go out and be wild. Whether you learned from it or not, it is something that was in you or in that relationship at the time that made you want to step out. We just had this episode. Go back and listen to it last week. We literally just spoke about this. So if you're not happy in the relationship with the shorty that you're with right now, and I know one of the scariest things for a lot of men is to be alone, bro. Just be alone, bro. Nigga, take this time, work on you, go to the gym, get some therapy, nigga, do something. Like, you don't need to be bothering these women if your mind ain't ready yet, bro. If you ain't fully ready for, and if you know you don't belong in any one of these situations, just back out, bro. Just back out. Go recalibrate.
Yeah,
you need to stay away from both women.
I want to hear OG.
I think you need to stay with the white women. Clearly his thought process ain't sitting right. So I don't want you to hear this podcast like, I need to go waste black women time. No, leave the black women alone. You stick with the white women, brother. But yes, OG, it's on you. Help this young man out if you can.
Oh, man. First of all, why would you limit yourself to only two women?
Mm.
Especially two women who obviously are not giving you what you're looking for.
Two white women.
All right. So here it is. If I were you, young man, I would, number one, I kind of have a rule that I live by. I never go backwards. Never. I don't look back. My future is not behind me. It's always in front of me.
That's perfect. Cool. Okay.
Second thing, the young lady that you're with, come on now. Sometimes you got to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you can do better.
And that's a big fact. And that is what we call a big fact. I'm just saying.
And I'm going to leave it right there. You know,
you said enough.
Yeah.
You said enough.
I'm quitting the podcast. I want to let y'all know I'm putting in this is my official 2 weeks on.
Bye.
Because clearly there's no need for me anymore. Ryan showed last week that there was no need for me. The OGs come in. There's no need for me. If I can't say wild shit on the podcast, what? Y'all gotta have me sounding smart all the time. And I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit.
Y'all niggas want me to sound smart, and I hate that for me. Listen, OG, I'm not gonna hold you. I think I speak for all of us when we say we appreciate your time rocking with us. You know, you pulled over on the evening to chop it up with us. We appreciate you. Before we get out of here, you know, shout out to everybody who fucks with the playlist. Get to Draw Playlist 2021 has officially started. So Get to Draw's playlist from the past year and a half, it is still available, but this is the new Get to Draw's playlist 2021. And all that means, OG, is you get a song to put on a playlist. You can hear the playlist in real time on Spotify, okay, Apple, and Tidal. And it's simply a song that you would play when it's time to get the drawers. What you throwing on the Get the Drawer playlist?
I have to let y'all know. I got a couple of things, you know. Little tank always helps. But, you know.
Little tank always helps his comedy.
Listen, that tank record off that first album, that Which one is it?
Shit was probably called Tank.
No, the song. Slowly. Slowly every time.
I think he's the first guest we've ever had to just name a person.
Like, he just
nigga said, ain't say one song. Nigga said, look, let me, he said, let me tell you this. He said, let me tell you this.
So difference. Hey, listen, y'all respect this. See, the difference between an OG and a young G, I say, Alexa, I want a whole, look, I need about 4, 5, 6, 7 songs right in a row. I can't keep going back to, so you got to get a, hey, you got to get a genre. Hey, I ain't trying to create a vibe. I'm trying to create a whole mood.
He's just trying to figure it out. He's like, damn, what's that nigga? Nah.
Yo.
Play some R&B.
You didn't even hear what he said. He just shut it down. He said, I'm not trying to create a vibe. I'm trying to create a whole mood. Stop.
Because you don't got time thinking about one person, one artist.
Niggas, he just told, y'all missed it. The nigga just told us, stop being a vibe. Be a mood, bitch. Oh my God, it's lit. It's a lit. Be a mood, bitch. You out here trying to be my vibe. Be a mood.
Upgraded mouse. There you go.
God damn it. OG, please. Like I said, we appreciate you chopping up with us. It's only right that we extend our platform to you. So please tell the people what you got coming up.
Absolutely. So listen, I just started a YouTube channel, Carrie's Corner. Corner with a K. KerryKornER. And I'm looking to start a podcast pretty soon. I'm working on my first book. And the book will be entitled Things My Father Never Taught Me. And yeah, because he wasn't in my life, you know? And hey,
I'm working on it. Podcast wise, I mean, listen, let's talk some business. Let's figure out if there's something we could do with you. We have a nice little platform over here. I think there could be a nice little marriage there. So if you got some time in the next couple of weeks, let's all hop on the phone and figure it out. Like, really talk this through. Because I think that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Listen, we appreciate it. You drop more than enough knowledge over here. Hey, listen, tell the truth. What did Alexa smell like? What she smell like? This smell. What she smell like? Because then, oh man, she look like
Mouse Jones.
She look like she smell like candy. She look like she smell like candy yam sweat. You feel me? Candy yams start to condensate and it start to sweat a little bit. You go.
All right. Okay. Okay, guys. This was our episode this week of Guys Next Door. We appreciate y'all, man, and we'll see y'all next week. Y'all know what time it is.
All right.
Peace.
See y'all on Thursday. I don't know why Matt keeps saying next week. We'll see y'all on
Thursday.
We will be here on Thursday.
We still give out two episodes for the price of free. So be here Thursday.
Two for the price of none. So we'll see y'all on Thursday for the Nosy Neighbors. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you like, rate, comment, subscribe. Make sure you head over to the Guys Next Door Patreon. Stop being mooches. Y'all some free loving motherfuckers. Some snaps on the Petro. Okay. Go over to the Patreon, Guys Next Door Pod on patreon.com. Sign up, pick up your keys, and make sure you head over to that YouTube. You can see this episode, a quick clip of this episode on YouTube. That is Guys Next Door Pod on YouTube. Follow us on all social media. It's Guys Next Door. And like Matt said, we will see y'all on Thursday.
Guys Next Door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.